And we couldn't let Mother's Day slip by without talking to the mother of all mothers, which is busting a move.
You've got the moves there, Maggie Dent. Oh,
Maggie Dent.
Maggie, I didn't even know you had a double jointed pelvis.
I gave birth more times.
It didn't start that way, but ended that way.
When she walks, she clicks.
All the mums in the room are laughing.
No. Seriously, it's one of the most important things mum can do is to make sure their boys don't end up dancing like frogs in blenders.
Yes.
So you taught your sons how to dance.
And they actually have dance competitions at family events and stuff and drag me up. Yeah. Mm. So I've got to actually get fit before a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you think for any healthy mother-son relationship, there should be like how many hours a week dancing together?
Yeah, that's after they've done a few chores.
Yeah, of course.
And several glasses of champagne.
They forget. You do know that's one of the biggest things we keep forgetting about our precious boys and their dads, is they don't have the same memory as us. You know, and I think we nag the poop out of them, don't we? And what we just need to realise that it's just a thing in the brain.
We can't help it.
No, and it just
they're
gently
not openly defying you.
No, they're not.
Give me a rub, Maggie.
And what is their intention? They didn't mean it. Yeah. They didn't mean it.
It's like being born with a tail, but you can have a tail removed, Sean.
So, Maggie, it'd be a Mother's Day for you and possibly being disappointed at times with your sons who might forget on that odd occasion, or your husband.
Yeah, no, I set the bar really low. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't expect anything. It's so much better.
It's the key to success.
Yeah. And really, as they got older, once again, I kept saying, look, it's not just Mother's Day, it's every day, you know, that was me. But they kept saying, there's a truck coming, Mum, with a present. Has it got there yet? Damn Australia Post, still hasn't got there. So I'm waiting for a very large number of those. But I think it's a payback from all the bugger-ups I did. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know if there's any mum in the room who's forgotten to pick their children up from school.
That happened to us yesterday. Yesterday. My son sat at CBC for 50 minutes.
Yeah. Now, one of mine who was only 2K from the school said, no, I'm going to sit here until she realises. And it was sort of 6:45 at night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I have, you know, I've shut their fingers in car doors. I've forgotten their undies at swimming and I've forgotten to turn up for the assembly item that I've helped them practice because I got the wrong day.
My mum's terrible. She was possibly one of the worst in the world growing up.
She's not. We're all equal.
It was just like, she goes, Nathan, run. I'm going to drive you down to the deli. I want you to run in and get some milk. And I said, all right, no worries. So I've sort of, you know, we're really quick.
This is milk that Nathan wasn't allowed to drink, by the way, because milk was for tea.
Milk was for tea, not for calcium, Mum. Thanks a lot.
Look how brittle his bones are, Marlene.
Seriously, you can flick me and I just go like powder. It's ridiculous. So anyway, the car's sort of still going, so I put my foot out of the car and ready to go, and then Mum's going, hurry up, get in there and get the milk. And Mum, you've parked the foot on my car.
Or the car on your foot?
Yeah, car on your foot.
Yes, the other way around. She parked a car on my foot. That's the sort of mother she is.
Oh, no, I've accidentally shut their fingers in car doors quite often. But that doesn't break them, but it must admit they make sure their fingers aren't there.
It builds resilience,
yeah,
right?
It does.
That's the key word these
days.
Can't
wait till Marlene has her say later on. Right. Anyway.
Maggie, but we're going to get you to hang around because we love you with every fibre of our being, but we've got to get to a traffic break. So more with Maggie Dent coming up next. Okay, quick check of the weather. 21 today, a couple of showers hanging around. We might get a storm tomorrow and a few showers. And 20, Mother's Day though, looking good at this stage. 19, just partly cloudy, so not too bad at all. Have you bought a Jeep? Well, switch and save at Automasters for your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters. Ellie, how's it looking on the roads?
Well, look out for a crash on the Mitchell Freeway northbound at the Erindale off-ramp. The right turning and left lanes are blocked off there. The Mitchell southbound is a bit of hard work from Ocean Reef Road to Whitford's Ave, while the Kwinana's building from Rolly Road to Berrigan Drive. A couple of busy spots, Reed Highway heading south at Tonkin Highway and Tonkin Highway in both directions at Collier Road. And smoke on the Brookton Highway in Flynn between Burriking Pool Road and Yarra Road may affect your visibility this morning. Anything else, give us a buzz on 9489 1777. Midland Bricks top of the range ashlar pavers are now at bargain prices, 40% off. They've never been this low. Hurry, offer ends 21st of May.
Thanks, Ellie. More with Maggie Dent coming up shortly.
Someone.
Yeah, Maggie, Ellie, I don't know.
Thanks, Denise.
It's going really well. We are live from the Shore House this morning with a bunch of mums. breakfast. Well, we are celebrating mothers. It is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And we have the mother of all mothers, as we like to call her, Maggie Dent, with us. Now, Maggie, you're running a fundraiser for Telethon. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's coming up very shortly. So the whole night we're donating, and also the Bendat Centre's donated the event. So the whole caboogle.
That's
so
amazing.
We want to pack it out.
So it's Tuesday the 21st of June, and it's called Taming the Stress Monster in Adolescence.
Yeah, the stress monster.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's not nice.
No. Yeah.
A lot of anxiety amongst boys, I would imagine, when they get to a certain age, 14, probably would be the number,
just,
would it?
It's just the anger.
Yeah.
They get angry when they feel sad. They get angry when they feel pissed off. They get angry when they get a stiffy in the wrong place. It's just amazing.
Sean, remember that time you got a stiffy on your shoulder?
Oh, my God, that was a good day.
Details are on Facebook and at maggiedent.com, everybody, if you want to get involved in that. And parents, you want to go and see this woman talk because she's incredible.
Hey, Maggie, one of the things about our house, my son's now 14, is him coming over with his mates all the time. Now, you had four sons. I've got three at home. How do you go with all the guys coming over and stinking up the place?
He's coming over. He lives there, Sean.
Well, he's coming back with all his mates.
Yeah.
Firstly, it's a really good sign if you've got an open door policy if you've got boys, because if all the boys in the neighbourhood come to your house, you know where they are. They might eat your fridge out, but at least they just want to hang around. But I've got a great tip for any of you out there who've got the teenagers who don't want to go home. So we had a den at the bottom of the house, and as they could have got a little bit older, you know, they would stay a little bit later. Mm. And I'd go down, I'd give them two warnings and say, like, okay, so two warnings. If I come down the stairs again, I'm coming down naked.
Yes.
When I banged the door, the whole place just
cleared out.
And I have boys, though, that are sure I have been down naked because they can't remember.
Maggie, let me tell you what happened at my house one day when I brought a new group of friends back home, and mum and dad. When they used to have the family over and have drinks, there'd be like my cousins would be drinking ouzo on the table. There'd be beer, there'd be smoke, there's darts. It's like a Western salon, right?
Marlene's just realised what story you're telling. Brian's still oblivious.
I've walked in there and I've heard Let's Get Physical on the radio, and I've gone like, oh, well, they must be having a bit of fun in the kitchen. Mm. You know, I walk with my friends. There's dad drunk in mum's bathers on one of those little running trampolines singing Let's Get Physical with one of his testicles hanging out.
And you know, he's not embarrassed by this story at all.
No.
I'm looking at his face. He's so happy with himself.
One of the good guys, Brian.
And now we know where you come from.
Oh, and the mum's bathers, I had one of those, like, you know, those mum modesty frills? You know the frill that says, hey, don't look here. You just wanted the frill to be a bit longer.
Yeah, apparently they don't work.
Actually, to be honest, you wanted the frill to be a lot longer.
It's so good. Yeah.
Anyway, how's breakfast going, everyone?
Yeah!
If anything's going to put you off that well.
I'd watch out for you, Anna.
And leave the poached eggs alone.
Now, Maggie, we've got some books here.
We have.
Black Duck Wisdom.
Yeah, it's a gift to all the mums.
Yep.
That we'd love to, that who are here today, because it sort of condenses a lot of the things I've learnt through massive journey in life, not just through my work.
And it's really short, which
it's
is
short,
good.
Which is why
you get to the point with your books, which I really
like.
Well,
apparently it's a really good timing for men in the toilet.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
It's about that time.
Is there a picture in here for men in the toilet?
No. But do you know that there's a bit of a problem in the man world at the moment, because, of course, they take their phone into the toilet and they get a bit distracted.
Sure.
And they don't leave quick enough, and all the legs go to sleep. And they come out with all blood tingles in their legs. So this is short. This won't give you tingles in your legs in the loo, but it will give you some really insightful information on being a better human being.
You don't want to get loo legs, do you?
That explains the tingles in your legs, Sean.
Yeah.
That all makes sense.
But I go in the toilet to hide.
Yeah, that's exactly. Lock the door. So do some women. I was known to lock myself in the toilet and wish they'd all go away, but they didn't.
We do have two spares to give away, and we thought maybe there's a couple of people at home that would like one of Maggie's books.
Of course they would. 13, 24, 10 if you want to crack at the old Black Duck Wisdom. It's a fantastic book. We'll take callers 7 and 8 for you, Maggie.
Perfect.
A little Mother's Day present for the mums at home.
Yeah. Can I just say one quick thing to all the mums here and all the mums out there? Let's just be grateful that we're imperfect mothers, because it's helped all our kids realise that life's not perfect.
Yeah.
And can we all the men in the room today, you know, and their sons, just say sorry.
You might not know what for, but
just say it,
it's necessary.
Women,
but you know
better.
What, Maggie, isn't it a really like great thing to all the mothers here that they've raised sons that actually want to get up really early and bring their mum to a Mother's Day breakfast?
No,
I mean, that's
just
beautiful.
Come for the food.
No, Maggie, they come for the 5 grand.
We lured them here with money, but we made them bring their mothers. See what we did?
It's beautiful as a mother of sons.
Maggie, we love everything Thank that you do, and you are welcome on our show absolutely anytime. MaggieDent.com has so much wisdom, and that's where you can also get a hold of her books and see where her seminars are going to be. So make sure you do check that out. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you, Maggie.
Maggie.